ended up naked in the back of my car this weekend.
I don't know what any of that means, but I can't wait to find out.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
That's true. I'll tell you what happened here. If you've ever had to go buy a whole new outfit or a brand new shirt or something like that, because in the middle of something, you're like, I don't have time to go home and change, I ruined something. 312-946-4995. I had to do that on Saturday. So I drove out early morning to Burr Ridge because I was helping my brother. My brother's a children's book author and an artist, so he's doing this art show out in Burr Ridge. And so I got there nice and early. It was like 5:30 in the morning. We were setting up. I helped him out. Now, later that day, I had to go to Crystal Lake to the Boot Barn to give out some Kenny Chesney tickets. Now, I did not anticipate this taking as long as it did. And so I was like in sweats and basically pajamas out there. And I was like, I can't go like this. So this took so long, I was going to have to go right from Burr Ridge all the way to Crystal Lake. So I stopped at Target, had to get a full outfit, and then drive to Crystal Lake and change my clothes in my car before going to the Boot Barn. So I had a complete outfit change, all from Target. I'm talking shirt, belt, jeans, I didn't even have underwear on because I was in like pajamas. No, I had to buy new underwear, shoes, all of it. So 312-946-4995. Was there a time that you had to stop and buy a whole new outfit or a whole new dress or a pair of pants or even your shirt? Maybe you spilled on something. Maybe you ripped something. And you're like, I cannot be seen in public in what I have right here. And Samantha, you kind of had the same thing, huh?
I always had an extra pair of clothes in my car because when my son was an infant, he was a notorious vomiter. So I was constantly having to change my clothes. Well, now that he's a toddler, I haven't taken the clothes out of my car. Well, we were at my oldest son's baseball game, and my toddler decided to pour my entire Yeti cup full of soda on me. Mm. And I had to change my pants and my shirt in the back of my car during my other son's baseball game.
Yep, and then you're like trying to make sure no one's around, and you're like, can people see me? I bet they can see, yeah.
And you're like making sure, especially with like other kids around, it's like, thank goodness for tinted windows.
Yeah, no kidding. Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Awesome. Maybe that's a good move. I should keep clothes in my, why don't I keep an extra change of clothes in the car? That's so smart.
Honestly, I highly recommend it.
Pro mom move. Awesome, thank you.
Thanks.